The Real Lord of the Rings, presented by Science at NASA. 400 years after they were discovered, Saturn's breathtaking rings remain a mystery. February 12, 2002. Galileo Galilei was accustomed to extraordinary discoveries. Using his primitive telescope, he had found new worlds orbiting Jupiter, watched planet-sized spots crossing the Sun, and explored craters on the Moon. But when Galileo turned his telescope toward Saturn in 1610, even he was amazed. The planet looked nothing like others in the solar system. Through 17th-century optics, Saturn appeared to be one bright star flanked by two dimmer ones, a telltale sign of the planet's magnificent rings. Galileo was puzzled by what he saw, but he knew he had made an important discovery. What he did next was nearly as unusual as Saturn itself. Galileo wanted to tell everyone what he had seen, but he also wanted to keep matters secret while he studied the mysterious planet. So, he published his discovery as a 37-letter anagram. Unscrambled, it meant, "I have observed the highest planet triform." Nowadays, anyone with a department store telescope can get a better view of Saturn's rings than Galileo did. Otherwise, matters stand much as they did 400 years ago. First-time observers of the planet still step back from their telescopes, speechless, and scientists are still puzzled. "After all this time, we're still not sure about the origin of Saturn's rings," says Jeff Cuzzi, a planetary scientist at the NASA Ames Research Center. "Astronomers once thought that Saturn's rings formed when Saturn did, 4.8 billion years ago, as the Sun and planets coalesced from a swirling cloud of interstellar gas. But lately," Cuzzi says, "there's a growing awareness that Saturn's rings can't be so old." Cuzzi speculates that some hundreds of millions of years ago, a time when the earliest dinosaurs roamed our planet, Saturn had no bright rings. Then, he says, something unlikely happened. A moon-sized object from the outer solar system might have flown nearby Saturn, where tidal forces ripped it apart. Or maybe an asteroid smashed one of Saturn's existing moons. The debris encircled the planet and formed the rings we see today. Saturn's ring particles range in size from microscopic dust to barn-sized boulders. If you assembled them all in one place, notes Cuzzi, you would have enough material to make an icy satellite 100 or 200 kilometers wide, much like Saturn's present-day moon, Mimas. "The debris layer is extraordinarily thin," he marvels. "Saturn's rings are 250,000 kilometers wide, but only a few tens of meters thick. A piece of paper the size of San Francisco would have about the same ratio of width to depth. Indeed, if you made a 1-meter-wide-scale model of Saturn, the rings would be 10,000 times thinner than a razor blade." Cuzzi says there are two reasons to believe the rings are young. First, they are bright and shiny like something new. "It's no joke," he assures. "The wide-spanning rings sweep up space dust, bits of debris from comets and asteroids, as Saturn orbits the Sun. Rings much older than a few hundred million years would be darkened by accumulated dust. The fact that they're bright suggests they're young," he says. Second, small moons that orbit through the outermost regions of the ring system are gaining angular momentum at the expense of the rings. "During the next few hundred million years," explains Cuzzi, "the outer half of the rings will fall toward the planet, and the little moons, called shepherd satellites, will be flung away. This is a young, dynamical system." The first argument, shiny rings, is less certain than the second, angular momentum, he cautions, because we're not sure there's enough dust at the orbit of Saturn to pollute and blacken the rings. NASA's Cassini spacecraft will measure the dust population when it reaches Saturn in 2004. Then perhaps there will be no doubt. Cuzzi hopes Cassini will solve other ring mysteries, too. In the early 80s, he recalls, the Voyager spacecraft visited Saturn and took close-up pictures that revealed many strange things in the rings, including spokes, braids, and waves. "Some of the waves have a spiral shape, like the spiral arms of galaxies," he says. To an astronaut floating among the rings, such waves would appear to be gentle swells, a few kilometers high and hundreds of kilometers wide. They move around the rings every few days or weeks. "We understand these spiral waves," he added. "They're triggered by gravitational tugs from Saturn's moons, the same ones that are sapping the ring's angular momentum. Other structures, like spokes and irregular ripples, are puzzling. Some of them might be signs of space rocks plunging through the ring system. Others might be spawned by tiny moonlets, as yet undiscovered, plowing through Saturn's rings. Cassini, which will orbit Saturn for years, should provide some answers, he says. In many science fiction tales, alien visitors are amazed by Saturn as if there were no ringed planets back in their own solar system. According to Cuzzy, Saturn's rings might be rare indeed. If they are as short-lived as we think, he says, we're lucky to be here at just the right time to see them. Actually, other giant planets in our solar system do have rings, but they are very dark and perhaps millions of times less massive than the rings of Saturn. Jupiter's rings are made of bits of dust that fly off Jupiter's moons when they are struck by meteorites. No one is sure what made the black rings of Neptune and Uranus, although Cuzzy notes they could be debris from kilometer-sized moonlets that were struck by asteroids. In another few hundred million years, if Cuzzy is right, Saturn's rings will sag inward and our solar system will become a little more ordinary. Perhaps by then, humans will have seen countless ringed planets elsewhere in the galaxy and won't care much what happens to Saturn. On the other hand, maybe Saturn's rings really are a galactic wonder, and super engineers of the distant future will take measures to preserve them. No one knows. We can only be sure that Saturn's rings are lovely now, and if they are indeed fleeting, as such things are reckoned for stars and planets, their short life makes them even more wonderful. Don't miss them. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA and the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.